Well, Ely is home for a lot of people, and yes. It's the Cavalcade of Arts going on right now, and we have some great guests. Betty and Lucy are joining us this morning. Morning, you two. You look good.
Morning. Betty. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too.
Betty.
Oh, he's trying to tell you to unmute, I guess, right?
Yep.
Tell us what's going on. You know, earlier as we talked about arts and culture in northern Minnesota, things are changing a little bit because the pandemic is waning. Let's fingers crossed people are getting those vaccines. But how about at the Folk School? What's going on there?
Yeah, we are really excited to be hosting a spring celebration next week. It will be a bonfire and yard games at Seamers Beach Park in Ely, just outside of downtown Ely. And it's kind of going to be the first community gathering, we'd like to think, where we can really just hang out outside with, distancing, but a little bit more comfort. We'll have live music. I know it'll be the first live music that I'll have seen in over a year, almost a year and a half, I suppose, and homemade snacks courtesy of Zupp's Grocery in Ely, and complimentary beverages thanks to Ely Liquor and Zupp's.
Wow.
And so we're really hoping to be able to engage the community and welcome everybody, you know, to the summer season as we all start to venture outside more and see more people as safely as we can, but a little bit more, a few more faces to see.
It's a brave new world, isn't it? Because it's like we've been waiting to do this. I don't know if either of you have had this experience. We've been waiting to do this. And then when you do it, you're not sure what to do.
Yeah.
You feel a little anxious and strange. Especially you, John, right?
Especially me, yeah.
Right. So, I felt it personally, but I thought, you know, we need to kind of learn how to socialize again. And I thought we might ease our way into it by carrying around like picture frames, you know, so we can recognize people in the rectangle and then kind of segue our way into seeing the whole body.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We have just started some on-site classes. I taught two ceramics classes this week. And tomorrow we have a blacksmithing workshop going on all day, and there is still room in that. So if any of your folks out there in Radio Land have a yearning to try playing with fire and changing metal into transformative other things, please sign up. There's still time to sign up. That will be from 9 to 3 tomorrow. And we have a lot of cool classes coming up with painting flowers with water-based paint. It's tempura, actually, tempura, not tempura. That's shrimp.
You could try a class like that. That'd be different.
Maybe we should do that. Tempura with tempura. Something like that. So Cecilia Rolando is a local well-known artist, and she's also going to be teaching a fabric wall hanging. She does an amazing job with colors and just exuberance in everything that she does. So people will be able to learn how to loosen themselves up and do that kind of thing, both with painting and with fabric.
Betty, I think I might have to do this class that you guys have. It's called Learn to Make Colby Cheese.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Who's doing that? And is it, I mean, it seems like a lot. Yeah. I don't, to make Colby cheese? I don't even feel like I'm have the potential to do that.
Sometimes I don't even have the time to cut open a wrapper, right?
Right.
So, Lucy, you want to talk about the Colby Cheese Club?
Yeah, we are really excited about you know, being able to offer people the chance to learn to make their own cheese. Gary Collis is an artisan cheesemaker from Michigan who's been teaching with us for several years and has really expanded his teaching profile into Zoom this past year. But we are offering a cheese of the month every month. And we've been kind of the mindset that making your own cheese is kind of like building your own log cabin. And so that's why we've got this series so that you can, you know, work on it every month and keep working toward that perfect cheese that will really sustain all of your needs. Just like a nice log cabin that you can live in.
I do have a lot of cheese needs, so you are correct on that.
See, I know.
Also, of course, I love the cooking ones. I do love the arts and culture ones too, but it looks like I can learn how to make a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh my gosh.
At the end of the month. And so some of these are, those are online, the cooking classes, is that right?
Actually, the strawberry rhubarb pie is going to be offered online and on site.
Okay.
Do either of you make a good pie like that, strawberry rhubarb pie?
I've never made strawberry rhubarb, but I've made some pretty good pies.
Lucy?
Yeah, I'm not going to enter a pie baking competition, I don't think.
That's a good answer.
Very good answer. Professional.
Yeah. Tell us again when that celebration bonfire is.
Wednesday, May 12th. So in just a few days here from 5:30 to 7:30 at Seamers Beach Park in Ely.
Great. So many other things going on too. It's hard to get to all of them. There's some birding classes, some in person, some online. You can check out their class schedule, elyfolkschool.org. We've got Betty Firth and Lucy Soderstrom joining us. They come on with us once a month to tell us about all the arts and culture in the Ely area. Thanks, you guys.
Could you put a slice of cheese on the pie? I hear some. Is that possible?
I feel like a rhubarb jam and a nice piece of white cheddar or something might go great together.
Right. There you go.
Well, I say go for it.
I'm asking you guys to save a piece for us. We'll be there soon.
We'll do it.
All right.
Thanks, you guys. Again, you can find it at elyfolkschool.org. It is the Friday Morning Show. We continue with the cavalcade of the arts. Katie Carter is our intrepid arts reporter and tells us more.